This is Crick Info Audio. Welcome to Crick Info Audio. This is Amit Verma. West Indies have just taken the lead in this one-day series against India, winning the third one-day international in a thrilling finish by 4 wickets. I'm chatting with Anand Vasu, who did ball-by-ball commentary for this game on crickinfo.com. Anand, the lovely innings by Ramnaresh Sarwan. He made 98 not out in the last match and 115 here. And I noticed that his one-day average is more than 47, while his test average is just short of 40. Why do you think this is? It doesn't seem to me that his game is more suited to one-day cricket. He's quite a classical batsman, in fact. So is he underachieving in tests?
Yeah, it's a good win for the West Indies, and Sarwan certainly played his part. Looking at the numbers, you'd have to say that he underachieves in tests. But then, though his game might be equally suited to both versions, the shorter and the longer, the West Indies haven't been doing that well in the test matches. At least in the one-day games, they seem to be able to put together a fighting unit where someone comes through with the bowling and the fielding is sharp enough. So on their day, if they're good enough, they're able to get some success. While in test matches, they've been losing more consistently and have been under considerably more pressure. And that certainly shows on top-order batsmen. If he was part of a side that was doing better, I suspect his numbers might be better in test cricket.
You know, every time the Indian side goes through a good patch, we get all excited and start talking about the new India. Well, in the first big test outside the subcontinent since Greg Chappell took over, it seems like we are watching old India again. Batsmen falter at the death, bowlers can't keep the runs down. Which are the areas where you think India have to lift themselves in the next few games?
I think the one place where India is really struggling at the moment is in the batting. The bowling is held up quite well. Irfan Pathan's had a couple of bad games on the trot, which we haven't seen in a while. And today, Harbhajan Singh was excellent, while Ramesh Pawar couldn't quite support him. We must remember that some of the medium pacers in the side are still quite inexperienced. It's not just that they're young, but they haven't even played much first-class cricket, the likes of Srisant and Munaf Patel. So they are going to have their off days, and they're going to have days when they're not supporting the lead bowlers. I think the real problem is in the batting. In all three matches, our batsmen have not put together the runs. Today, especially after being 211 for 3, just score 245 is unpardonable. The balance of the side is not exactly right, in the sense that today we had Mohammad Kaif, who's struggling a bit for form, using up a lot of deliveries, though he was occupying the crease. He used up a lot of deliveries, and then once Dhoni was out, there wasn't really a big hitter to come in the end, with the likes of Kaif and Venugopal Rao batting together, and then sort of Agarkar, Ramesh Pawar and that sort of thing coming through. It might just take a little tweaking of the batting order, perhaps Dhoni coming up the order and freeing up Sehwag or Dravid to go into the middle order. That might make a difference. I don't think there's really anything fundamentally wrong with this side at the moment.
The much maligned Ajit Agarkar had spoken at the start of this tour of his responsibility as a senior bowler in the side, and his figures in these two losses read 2 for 25 and 2 for 32 in his 10 overs each time. It seems premature to praise Agarkar, because every time it seems he's turned a corner, he turns another corner and goes round the block to where he started. But he's hung in there, while players like Zaheer Khan and Ashish Nehra have come and gone. What do you make of Agarkar?
What I make of Ajit Agarkar is one thing, but what Ajit makes of himself is more interesting, because consistently the media has called him an underperformer. It started from the fact that he got to 50 wickets so quickly, and then we sort of expected very big things of him. But Agarkar really has been playing the role of a third seamer rather than of someone leading the attack. His pace has been quite consistent. We've seen someone like Irfan Pathan, who in just 2 seasons has gone from bowling about 135 kilometers an hour consistently to about 120. Agarkar's a good, strong, fast bowler in that sense that he's, you know what to expect of him. He's always on the expensive side, but even now, even after serious dip in his figures, his strike rate's quite good. And his average is also quite good, because he does pick up wickets. He's certainly not performed with the bat either. Anybody who watches him bat will tell you that he's worth at least 15-20 runs regularly, but he just doesn't seem to come through. But I have no doubt that he's mentally a much more consistent and level-headed performer than, say, the likes of Zaheer Khan or Ashish Nehra, who tend to be very, very good or very, very ordinary. I think Agarkar is much more of a middling sort of player in some sense, and though that may sound like a bad thing, it also works in some ways, like it does for him.
Thanks, Anand. I was chatting with Anand Vasu, and we'll bring you more post-match chats all through the series. Please do send your feedback to audio@crickinfo.com. This is Amit Verma, signing off on Crickinfo Audio.
This is Crickinfo Audio.